So you're back to your pedophile gooner therapy. Because last time it worked for a minute, didn't it? Just a minute. Just maybe a week, but you're back. But that's okay. I'm going to take care of you and help you fill in those deep desires that you have. Those super deep desires. All about underage girls, little girls, and your child-obsessed cock. So why don't you go ahead and take that out? And I know it's probably already hard and throbbing because I'm already saying those delicious trigger words that you love. Pedophile. Pedo. Keto, all of them. And that's what you are. And that's what our therapy is about. Helping you dive and explore that side of you that no one else knows about, just me and you. And I want that hand on that thick pedophile cock. And I just want you to sit back and relax and listen to me. While you grip that thick daddy dick. And we're going to talk about how you're a pedophile. How you love your jailbait teens. Those pedophile princesses. Especially those young preteens. You love those, don't you? The ones with the braces. I know you do. Those children, those innocent little children, those kids. And this is what gets you hard, and this is what you need. You've probably been obsessed about having this therapy session again. It's all you can think about is when you can sit back and listen to me talk about all your dark, depraved, filthy, vile desires and your urges for preteen princesses. I mean, you're addicted, aren't you? Just full on addiction to underage girls and even raping them. I bet you have even desires to make child porn, to watch child porn, produce child porn, and even stream live child porn, seeing a little girl, a little preteen princess on the screen, all nude, just for you, and thousands of other pedophiles. All child lovers, child obsessed pedophiles, maybe even sex offenders. I mean, just imagine if you could watch that live streaming child porn, how much your brain would fucking melt watching a live underage girl just showing off her nude, perfect underage body for you. Just for her pedo daddy. Just for her pedo daddy's cock. Because that's all she is in that moment. Is just a piece of pedophile rape meat. A little jailbait teen. For pedophile daddies to get hard to, for pedophile daddies to eventually fill her up with their cum. Children filled up with cum. Children, little girls tasting cum for the first time. Wouldn't you love to see that? I know you would. Seeing a little girl put her lips around a cock for the first time. Being able to see those baby lips, those petite little lips, just wrap around the hard pedophile cock, maybe even her daddy's cock, and how her tongue might be moving around while he coaches her through it. Would you want to coach one? You filthy pedophile. You pervert. Would you want to coach a little preteen on your cock? Tell her to, you know, start kissing it like she's French kissing it. Feeling her young, underage tongue, that teenage tongue, just fucking circle around the tip of your thick cock meat. And now she'd probably taste that pre-cum. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Her tasting your pre-cum. And then you kind of just guide her head down very gently, because it's her first time, right? You want to be gentle and soothing like a true pedophile daddy. Just easing her mouth down the shaft of your cock. And feeling the back of her throat, an underage throat, a preteen's underage throat, with a cock, a hard cock inside of it. That's right. Your pedo cock just craves this. It's your favorite drug, isn't it? You can't find anything else on this planet that makes you feel this way, can you? It's probably the only thing you're addicted to. And that's okay, because your secret's safe with me. And I'll encourage you, enable you, corrupt you to keep doing what we're doing. Because this is the only thing that makes your cock feel alive, that makes it feel hard, that makes it throb. It's almost like an electrical current just fucking moves up that cock, doesn't it? And my voice, all these trigger words like pedophile just get shot right into that cock, right into that pedo cock, that thick daddy cock. And nothing else feels this way, does it? So I'm going to keep you addicted. I'm going to feed your addiction. I'm going to feed your addiction to underage girls and fantasizing about them turning into rape meats just for you. Just for you, pedo daddy. They're sexy pedophile daddy. You would probably melt like putty if you heard a little girl, a teen, a preteen say pedophile daddy right into your ear or right in front of you as she stripped off her clothes for you. You would fucking lose it, wouldn't you? A little girl right in front of you calling you her pedophile daddy. Her saying to you, please, pedo daddy, let me have your child obsessed cock. I want to make it come. I want to make it explode. Or maybe you might just want a preteen in front of you where you tell her that you are her pedophile daddy and she's going to hush her mouth while you use her fuck holes, while you use her rape holes. I bet you bounce between the two, don't you? Bouncing between the two if you want a sex-crazed little teenager or a preteen rape doll. It's a hard choice, isn't it, pedo daddy? Which one do you want? How about both? How about you find that sex-crazed preteen, that one that is just learning about sex, feeling how good it feels, but then pedo daddy, her pedophile daddy, you lose all control. You do. You probably will, because once she starts pleasing your cock, you might just get super rough with her. You might pin her to the bed, put her down on her belly, like face down, admiring that preteen ass before you push your fucking thick pedo cock in there without even stretching. You just push it in there and you take what you want. You violently fuck her, like you almost hate fucking her because it's an underage girl. And you become obsessed. You become addicted. You become a different fucking animal when you're around her, and you turn her into a piece of rape meat. That's what I think you want. You want both. You want that sex crazed little preteen that then you turn her into your rape meat. Huh, pedo daddy? And the whole time, I'm sure you'll be filming this, right? Filming every second of you having sex with an underage preteen girl, making a crime. Being a child rapist, you'll have it on camera so you can make child porn for you to jack off to, for you to stroke your cock to, and hopefully other pedophiles, because you need to share her, don't you? You want to turn her into a child porn princess, a child porn star, huh? Yeah, and then maybe have some other child porn playing in the background because you can't fucking get enough, can you, pedophile daddy? You can't get enough of it. That's where you would be, just child porn, you know, on the fucking TV screen of some random child porn that you like, and then you filming your own child porn, producing it, creating it, creating an incredible forbidden crime. But you don't fucking care. You know what your cock wants. You know what your cock craves. You know what your pedo cock needs, and it needs to fuck and rape underage girls, doesn't it, pedo daddy? That's what you fucking want. You love it. You're addicted. You're obsessed. You're fucking depraved. You're a depraved pedophile. And I'm feeding your fucking cock in your mind with all these images, all of these fantasies, because this is what you need. This is what you want. This is what you crave. It is a fucking drug to you. All these disgusting, filthy, child-obsessed fantasies. You are a pedophile. You're a perverted pedophile. You're a child rapist. You're a child fucker. You want to fuck children, fuck kids, rape little girls, rape preteens. You want your thick daddy pedo cock to be balls deep in a little girl's throat. And then you want it to be balls deep in her bald, perfect underage child pussy, that underdeveloped child pussy. That's what you want, isn't it, pedo daddy? That's all you want. That's all your cock needs, is just a little girl to be attached to it. You need a little girl filled with that pedo daddy cock, don't you? You want that pedo daddy cock just fucking filthy and covered with child pussy juice, all that child pussy cream, so you can feel what that feels like, maybe even taste it off your cock, and then push it into her mouth and make her taste her own pussy, huh? Yeah, that's what you want. And then you want to take a nice, pretty, innocent little preteen. And you'll probably, before I get into that, what you'll probably do is you'll probably lure her in very methodically, very carefully. You'll earn her trust. But then you'll abduct her, kidnap her, get her in your home, get her alone, so you can violate her, molest her, and then ultimately rape her. Because what you want You want that little girl. You want that little preteen when she's trying to figure out sex for the first time, really. She didn't even know about sex. You want her to remember your fucking pedophile cock, don't you? You want her to think about it the rest of her fucking life. She'll never forget that one time that pedophile fucked her senseless, raped her senseless, lost control over her, the only cock that she'll ever fucking remember. And every single cock after that, she will compare to yours. That pedophile that took her virginity. That child molester. Or maybe you want a 15-year-old girl. Not a preteen, a 15-year-old. So just a little bit older. She's developed, but not fully developed. Got some nice perky little teen tits, a little bit of pubic hair coming in. Maybe it's a little blonde, a little peach fuzz. You want to see that, don't you, pedo daddy? You want to become addicted to that, don't you? You want to rape that 15-year-old, huh? You want to molest all her little holes, her sweet little mouth that'll scream while you're throat raping her. You want to feel that 15-year-old scream on your cock. Think about that. That little 15-year-old's trying to scream and cry the vibrations of her throat on your fucking pedophile daddy dick. Think about shoving it into her little cunt. Maybe she's a virgin. Maybe she's not. But you're going to still rape her, aren't you? That little child fuck meat. Doesn't matter if she's a teen. She's still a fucking child. And she's your piece of fuck meat, isn't she, daddy? Your little fuck meat to rape and destroy and ruin her fucking life forever. That one man she'll never fucking forget. The look on your face, the taste of your cock, the way she made or you made her feel. Your little 15-year-old rape doll. I think that if you raped one girl, you just wouldn't stop, would you? You'd become a child rapist, a child fucker, and a sex offender, making crimes that could put you in jail for fucking years, but your cock fucking needs it, doesn't it? All those fuck meets, all those jailbait teens are just, they were just begging for it, weren't they? They were begging for it, and your pedo daddy dick needed to show them what it was like to have your cock. Your pedo daddy dick needed it. It doesn't matter what they needed. It needed them. So, daddy, I want you to tell me in the chat if you want to start your fucking countdown or if you want to keep going. You'll let me know in the chat while I continue to tell you that all of this is your drug, your Viagra, your stress relief. I mean, nothing else makes you feel less stressed than jerking your cock to underage girls, jerking your cock to raping them. So we're going to start that countdown. And when I get to one, I better have, I'm expecting, and I know you're expecting, the biggest, fucking filthiest pedophile load you can ever push out of that cock. I want it hitting the ceiling. It's so fucking hard. So get that hand and you start working that cock fast. That pedophile cock. I want it worked hard with that hand pumping. 10. You want to watch child porn and little teens and little preteens get fucked and raped by their daddies and uncles and pedophiles, all for the sake of making other pedophiles come. 9. And then you want to produce your own child porn, don't you, daddy? You want to produce your own child porn with your little rape meats and your rape dolls and your rape victims. 8. You are stroking your fucking cock to underage girls and the little 15-year-old girl that you want to rape and ruin for the rest of her fucking life, don't you, pedo daddy? 7. You're a pedophile. You're filthy. You're depraved. You're sick fuck who gets off on using underage girls as little pieces of rape meat, but those beautiful, sexy fucking girls. Six, you feel so good stroking your cock to this. Nothing else feels good. It's so wrong, but it feels so fucking right, doesn't it, pedophile daddy? Doesn't it? You just want to rape all the pretty little girls, don't you? Five, your cock is so fucking hard, isn't it? It's throbbing for your little rape meats. I know it is. It's throbbing. It wants to come. It wants to come right up that 15-year-old's pussy. Four, you love your little jailbait teens, daddy. Nothing else makes you happier. So stroke that fucking cock to child, to children, to child, to jailbait teens, to little pedophile princesses, to little preteens. Four, think about all that child porn out there, all those pretty little porn stars, those little child porn stars getting fucks and knowing how to suck a cock better than most grown women because they've been groomed their whole life for pedo daddies like you. Three, you're going to give me the biggest fucking load. You better drain those balls from all that pedo spunk. Two, you're going faster now, aren't you? Get ready, pedo daddy. Get ready to give me the biggest pedophile load you got. You gonna give it to me, daddy? Yeah, you gonna give it to that little 15-year-old girl, that 15-year-old teen? One, give her all that pedophile cream, daddy. Give it all over her pretty little face. Ruin that face and let her taste her first pedophile cum. That first taste of cum is all yours, isn't it, pedo daddy? Oh, very good, pedophile daddy. I know that was a big load, that big, hot, sticky load all for that little girl, wasn't it?